At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Diner by Charles Hernick. He's a Republican candidate for Congress. And, well, we'll be joined by you. Get your tails out here. There's plenty of room. Metro 29 Mornings on the Mall, live on location on Lee Highway. We'll see you soon.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Just days to go before Election Day, and Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump and their surrogates are waging a final all-out battle.
Maybe we'll see even more history made in a few days.
Hillary Clinton in North Carolina playing off the historic World Series victory of her hometown Chicago Cubs. Trump also campaigning in the Tar Heel state, considered essential for his path to the White House.
We know Hillary can't be trusted.
Key supporters for each nominee fanning out across the nation. President Obama campaigning for Clinton in Florida, and Democratic vice presidential nominee Tim Kaine in Arizona. Former Donald Trump rival Ted Cruz stumping with VP nominee Mike Pence in Michigan. Melania Trump making a rare appearance on the campaign trail in Pennsylvania. I'm Reed Binion.
More than 870,000 people cast an early ballot in Maryland in the early voting period that ended last night. But research has shown that early voting does not increase overall turnout, and that it's a big expense for local governments. Todd Eberly at St. Mary's College of Maryland says, though, that there's probably no going back.
The minute someone says, well, we need to curtail or end early voting, someone's going to accuse them of simply trying to suppress the vote. And nobody wants to be accused of that. So we'll probably continue to allow a practice that's expensive but doesn't actually expand the franchise in any way.
Eberly says early voting really is nothing more than a convenience. The Metro board chair says D.C. is willing to shell out lots of extra money to avoid Metro fare hikes and cuts in service and personnel.
We're being asked to put in $47 million, and we would double that to $94 million if the other jurisdictions would do the same so we could cover this gap.
That's Jack Evans. The budget proposed this week by Metro's general manager asks D.C., Maryland, and Virginia for 15% higher subsidies in the next fiscal year. Evans says the city council and mayor are on board with doing what they can to avoid raising Metro fares. But when asked if the mayor would get behind doubling the district's subsidy...
I didn't ask that question.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The government is set to release the final jobs report before the election this morning.
Economists expect to see 173,000 new jobs added in October, the unemployment rate possibly slipping one notch lower.
Correspondent Tom Busby. The U.S. Supreme Court has, for now, blocked an execution in Alabama.
The Supreme Court stayed the execution of Tommy Arthur without comment until further order of the court. The 74-year-old was convicted of shooting and killing Troy Wicker as he slept inside his Muscle Shoals home. Wicker's wife initially said she had been raped and an intruder killed her husband, but later testified she had sex with Arthur and paid him $10,000 to kill her husband. Juries twice convicted Arthur, but both convictions were overturned on appeal based on constitutional issues, as was Arthur's latest request for a stay of execution. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Displaced guests and new arrivals were directed to the Caesars owned Bally's Las Vegas hotel last night, where company officials helped them find rooms after a massive power outage at the Paris Las Vegas. The outage prompted a total evacuation from the darkened hotel as authorities went door-to-door to make sure everyone got out. And a jury returns today in Charlottesville to continue its deliberations in a defamation lawsuit against Rolling Stone magazine. A University of Virginia administrator is suing for millions in damages for the way she says she was portrayed in the magazine's now discredited article about an alleged gang rape at UVA. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,931, the Nasdaq at 50,58. Sports Alex Ovechkin scores his second goal of the game in overtime as the Caps beat Winnipeg. The Wizards host the Hawks tonight. NFL Atlanta gets to win over Tampa Bay. And Gio Gonzalez will be back next season. The Nats exercise their option. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now trending.
I am sick and tired of the negative.
She's totally unhinged.
Now trending.
The timing again is not Jim Comey's fault. That is Secretary Clinton's fault.
And the Cubs finally won it all.
Now trending
on WMAL.
A-R-E-S-C-U-E-R-O-O-T-E-R-A-L. Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet? If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Police still with the stopped tractor trailer, and that would be in Virginia. Interstate 95 northbound as you try to push through Dale City, but it's definitely causing some slowdowns here. Right lane is blocked right as you merge off from Opitz Boulevard, causing little or no merge lane at all to get onto the interstate from Opitz Boulevard. So again, through Dale City, one of our slowest stretches on the start of our Friday morning. Now, once you get past there, good across the Occoquan, heading up onto the each loop of the Beltway, wide open, and 395 looks great off the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. Now, a little bit of volume starts to form in Silver Spring right as you pass University Boulevard toward George Avenue. 270 on the brakes through Urbana. Looks like 27 Ridge Road south of 70 getting better near Penshop Road. That overnight construction cleared. Update brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming through. Temperatures getting knocked down just a bit. About to go away by this afternoon, maybe earlier. Cool temperatures and plenty of sunshine. 63, I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 57 in Dumfries, 50 in Germantown, 59 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. A sexist scouting report ends Harvard's men's soccer team season. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk, and we are live. Mornings on the Mall is here at Metro 29 Diner and Lee Highway in Arlington, Virginia. Come on out. It is filling up. We're breaking into the second room already, but there's plenty of seats, and everyone can hear and everyone can see, and we would love to see you. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Charles Hernick. He's running for Congress here in the Virginia 8th District, and he is a Republican, and he'll join us. 7:05, Sean Spicer, spokesperson for the RNC. He might have something to say about Hillary Clinton. At 7:35, Matt and Mercedes Schlapp, two Schlapps for the price of one, will
That's
be
right.
here. 8:05, former Virginia Governor George Allen. We'll talk about the Redskins and maybe get some politics in. And then at 8:35, Brett Bear, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
All right, so here's a question for you. Are you getting to the point where it's hard to have conversations about the election with some of your friends? I mean, if that is true, and it is certainly true in my life, there are just some people that you just can't have a conversation with about the election. You just say, you know what, let's just set aside that conversation because it's only going to irritate both of us. Well, can you imagine what's going on right now in our public schools? What is the tradition during the election season at an elementary school, for example? Well, often many schools have the tradition of holding mock elections.
That's right.
And it's a way for kids to learn about the electoral process, some of the politics, and a little bit about how our country works and the importance of exercising your franchise and all of that. And most people look at that as a positive thing. But in one school up in New York, they have decided they have to call off the mock election because things are getting just a little too ugly. Listen to what one little girl said about the experience.
When people are getting angry because some people like Trump and some people like Clinton and some people think Clinton's good and some people think Trump's not good, So there's a lot of arguments going on, and I don't like that.
There are a lot of arguments. Well, that's sort of like what's going on in most dinner tables around the country right now. So here's my question, and I want you to call in 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Are you hearing stories like this about your kids and their school? Are they having conversations about the election? How are those conversations going? Are you irritated by what you're hearing? Do you think it's a good thing? Or is this one year where perhaps the school should just step back and not have conversations about the election because it's just a difficult conversation to have this election cycle? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Look, I'm disappointed that they pulled back on this mock election at this school in New York, and I suspect that a lot of schools have made similar decisions. I don't really want to get into a big fight in the school, and I think they decided, well, let's just get a pass on it this year. That really cheats the kids as to what politics is all about, what the American political system is all about, and about the importance of doing the most important thing you could do as a citizen, which is to exercise your franchise. I know it's a difficult conversation, but you know what? Life is difficult at times. I don't think we should shield the children from it. We should make them get involved and have conversations about it, just like we always have in years past. I'm disappointed if schools are pulling back.
Yeah, Brian, I'm with you. And let's be clear here. You know, it seems from these reports that the reason that they stopped this mock election in this particular New York elementary school was because kids were shouting Trump, Trump, Trump in the cafeteria, right, and saying they don't want Muslims here, according to the principal at Jericho Elementary School. That's kind of rich. It's Jericho Elementary School, and they don't want Muslims there.
Yeah.
You can fill in your own punchline on that one. And and let's face it, the kids' mock election is, in fact, reflecting what adults are going through right now, where so many of us are may see some qualities in our candidate that we're voting for, but possibly one of the most energetic, motivating factors in this election is what they don't like about the other candidate.
Right.
And that's reality, and there's nothing wrong with reflecting that reality in the kids' mock election if the purpose is to really teach the kids about what is going on in our American democratic process. But my biggest concern here, honestly, Brian, is that they're not really doing the mock elections in a very legitimate way and make sure that it truly reflects what we go through. For instance, how many dead people are on the registrar there,
right,
when they do the mock election in seventh grade? How many people vote twice? You know, the early voting that occurs and then they come back and vote later. How many people are getting paid walking around money to get on a bus and go across from various schools to cast their ballots for their candidate for the Democrat? See, unless they're cheating the way the Democrats cheat in real life, then it's not really a mock election there.
All right, so what are your kids saying about the discussions at school about the elections? The kid that I'm most familiar with says the kids are just worn out with it, and I think, you know, that may be something.
That also reflects reality.
That reflects a lot of people are worn out. To the phone lines we go. Brooke in Woodbridge, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry. What's going on with your kid at your school with regard to discussions about the election?
He's just going to school. He's saying that kids are being very aggressive when they're speaking about the election. And when they have held the mock election, most children that have supported Hillary are obviously just not from this country, have been placed here, or their family is not from here. Mm. And it's sad that a 10-year-old can see that most of the support she is getting is because she wants to keep the borders open.
But you say the conversations have been aggressive at times?
Yes. When he told the kids that he supported Trump, most of his class was just went after him after that, and they still say things to him about it. And it's just like, he's 10.
Wow, 10
unbelievable.
Years old.
Again, yeah, they're learning that from their parents. Brooke, you raise an interesting issue, though. I mean, we have heard reports all around the greater Washington area, in the district, Maryland, and in Virginia, about this school year, a bunch of kids coming to school and seeing a whole lot of new faces, a lot of new faces who don't speak English because they're part of the children who crossed the border illegally last year and then they got relocated. Are they allowed to vote in the mock elections, Brooke?
Yes, they are. They do have a say.
All right, so it is properly reflecting what's going on.
Brooke, thank you so much for the call, and tell your kid to hang in there, all right?
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
All right. How about Jack in Gaithersburg? Jack, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. What's going on with your kid with regard to discussions about the election at school?
Well, I would be more speaking about nieces and nephews, but I honestly think that Washington, D.C., any comparison of the Washington, of the what I refer to Baltimore, Washington, the greater Ball Watch area, as being reality is not, because this is another world. But I think this is horrible, because basically by eliminating these mock elections, we are disenfranchising the tweener vote.
Yes.
I think that what we need to do is we need to put all the adults in the quiet room and get them some psychological counseling so they stop pandering to their children like this.
Yeah. We need the teachers to go into their safe space.
That's right. And here's the question. Go ahead.
We need to get kids to learn to vote and argue politely, occasionally
right.
have a fist fight about politics when they're kids, so they vote when they're adults.
Thank you, Jack. I agree, I think you're right.
I really hate that we're pulling back from it, even just because it's a difficult election and a difficult conversation. The question, should we continue to have these mock elections? I say yes. I think it reflects reality, and we shouldn't shield kids from reality. But what are your kids saying about their discussions at school? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
And in a moment, we're going to tell you a shocking thing that happened in the very blue state of Minnesota when they held their first statewide mock election. You're going to be surprised. But first, it's 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And keep alert if you're on the Maryland Beltway top side. That's where we have a crash on the outer loop. It's going to be after George Avenue, but before you get to Connecticut Avenue. So coming around that tricky curve area, fire and rescue units still en route there. So do watch carefully. Again, this is going to be the outer loop as you head between Georgia and Connecticut Avenue. Past Connecticut Avenue and over to 270. That's fine. 270, a little bit of volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Tricky spot right now, Virginia, Interstate 95 with this tractor trailer. The load that it was hauling shifted, some debris on the road too. Okay, they were allowing just one lane to get by just for a few moments. But again, they're now allowing two lanes to get by. Dale City jam, northbound 95 with this tractor trailer. Again, with the load problem and with the right side block. So do watch fire and rescue there. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got some clear, crisp autumn days ahead of us today. We'll have some clouds in the morning, but mostly sunny skies this afternoon. High of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies. Cooler, though. Low of 44. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny. High of 64. And Sunday, abundant sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 55 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 617 on WMAL.
Freedom has wheels, or at least it should. I'm Dan Cox. I'm asking for your vote for Congress to widen I-270 and fix our transportation. But while we're stuck in traffic, my opponent Raskin was voting to tax us for the rain and then gerrymandering away our voices. Help me get the wheels of freedom moving again. Go to coxforcongress.org and please vote Dan Cox for Congress. And I approve this message.
All right, so we're telling you the story about a mock election that took place at an elementary school in New York. They had to shut it down because the kids were yelling, Trump, Trump, Trump. There were arguments going on. And
clearly, they saw the vote going away. They didn't want it to go, so they just canceled. They suspended democracy.
That's what they did in this one elementary school. But I'm wondering what your kids are saying about the discussions regarding the election at your kids' school. What's going on? What are they saying? How are they handling this? How about Joe in Germantown? Good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. We're having our mock election today. I'm a school teacher for government, U.S. history, and world history in Baltimore City. And we have not had any uncordial discussions. Nobody has mocked the liberals or the conservatives.
Huh.
Like Larry was just doing, saying that I'm going to vote twice. Because I've already voted once. And I promise you I'll be staying home election day. And I think I've actually gotten more people to discuss Trump positively just by going over issues and ignoring most of the things that have been infiltrating both sides of the media. And the kids have told me they've learned a lot. And we haven't had any uncivil words.
Well, I think that's a testament to the way you're handling it, and I think it can be handled if the teacher is in control of the classroom and doesn't let things spiral out of control and requires that the discussion be based on facts. I think then you can have a successful discussion.
Hey, Joe, I'm curious. I'm curious, you probably have a pretty good handle on the students that you teach, and the election is today. I mean, if you had to give your prediction, you know, put your campaign Cowboys hat on there and do your best Karl Rove or Joe Trippi impersonation, how do you think it's going to go there at your high school in Baltimore City?
80-20 for Hillary, but there's a lot of distrust for Trump. I've tried to eliminate as much as I could. I think I've actually convinced 3 or 4 teachers to vote Trump, which was not what I was trying to do. I was not trying to convince anyone to vote either way. But when I showed them the crime bill that both Clintons have supported, you should have seen their mouths drop open.
Yeah, I bet. The crime bill, when Hillary Clinton came out and referred to many of the young African-American gang members. What was the phrase he used, Joe, she used back then?
They were calling them thugs and undesirables.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. That is unfair, and that should not be. It's not in the Constitution, which is what I was pointing out.
All right, Joe, thank you for the call. I want to get Scott and Frederick in here on the line. Scott, good morning. You're on with Brian and Larry.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are y'all doing today?
Doing good. What's your experience?
Well, I'm a federal law enforcement officer, and I try to teach my kids logic-based evaluation of different parties' pros and cons, and so I teach them about each individual aspect about which party supports. And my daughter went to school. She's an 11-year-old, and she's Asian, so she's the smallest minority in school. And they were doing the mock elections, and when she said that she was voting for Trump, she was called racist. And she said, "Why am I racist?" Her little friend said, "Because you're voting for Trump." And it was funny because I had to explain to her that, hey, they're just getting this from their family, they're getting this from television. And she says, "I know, Dad, because I taught my kids a long time ago, not everything on television is real. It's not actually factual." And she says, "I tried to explain that to them, and they said, no, everything on television is real."
Well, and how old is your kid, may I ask?
She's 11.
11 years old. All right. Well, that's the I think it's an example of the kinds of things that can happen. And again, that's where the teacher should step in.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. You're doing a good job out there, Dad. By the way, Hillary Clinton called African American youth super predators. That's what she called them back then in the 90s. And I'm guessing some of the kids in Baltimore City don't like the sound of that when they hear about their champion Hillary.
Very quickly, Yvonne in Falls Church, what's been your experience with your child?
Yes, my son is in the 10th grade in a Fairfax County school, and he's the only conservative in his class, and he started speaking up about his support for Trump early on, but he got so shut down by all the kids, and even the teachers very liberal, that he just is disengaged now, and he doesn't even participate in discussions.
Wow. That's really depressing. It's the opposite of what they're trying to encourage, unless that is what they're trying to encourage. They want the kids to who may not agree with the propaganda that they're spewing out there in the schools. They want the kids who disagree with them to be disencouraged and to sit it out. Yvonne, thank you for that. As we discuss these mock elections in schools before we have maybe the mock election next week.
It's 6:22 on WMAL.
This salute to veterans is brought to you by the people of Boeing, who are proud to observe Veterans Day and pay tribute to all who have served and are currently serving in America's armed forces.
The smells of fall are in the air, and you know what that means. Winter is not far behind. Old drafty windows can make your home uncomfortable and drive up your heating bills. To keep winter out and keep the savings in your pocket where it belongs, you need to call Thompson Creek, the window replacement company that does it all. They design, build, install, cutting out the middleman, saving you money. And if you call Thompson Creek right now and mention WMAL, you'll get 20% off every window, no money down, no interest, no payments until 2018. That's all available. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for your home, our unique climate. So put an end to the drafty windows and the high heating bills. Call Thompson Creek at 855-57-CREEK right now. Mention WMAL and you'll receive 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments until 2018. Of course, third-party financing is subject to credit approval. See thompsoncreek.com for details. Keep the cold out, the savings in your pocket this winter. Call Thompson Creek, 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Did you hear about Luann Bennett? Tell me.
Bennett hasn't lived in our congressional district for over 10 years, but she wants to be our congresswoman in Virginia?
Didn't she live at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. A nonpartisan group filed a complaint showing Bennett didn't pay her D.C. income taxes as required. Another story says Bennett may have committed mortgage fraud.
Yeah, and didn't Lou Anne Bennett support the largest tax increase in Virginia history and now wants $1 trillion more in tax increases?
Yep. Doesn't pay her taxes, but wants to raise ours. That's why I'm voting for Barbara Comstock. She wants tax relief for families, and she's for a strong national defense.
Did I hear the Washington Post endorsed Comstock?
Sure did. So did all the local papers. They said Comstock knows our district, worked on our issues, stood up for federal workers, and is among the most bipartisan members of Congress.
I'm with you. I'm voting for Barbara Comstock.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
Attention Fairfax County business owners and decision makers, big and small. The Fairfax County Department of Transportation wants to reward your current and future efforts in providing a variety of commuting options to employees. Employers in Fairfax County who participate not only help reduce traffic congestion, but can increase employee retention and morale. To enroll in the 2016 Best Workplaces for Commuters program and attend the December 6 award ceremony, simply call 703-877-5704 before November 18th. That's 703-877-5704.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 northbound. Boy, this incident with this tractor trailer with the load that shifted. It looks like many slabs of marble or concrete have come off of the flatbed tow truck or tractor trailer. So north on 95, as you're trying to work up to that big Potomac Mills sign in Dale City, only two lanes get you by through that interstate. So we are just jammed, crawling to inch past this activity. Also slow 395 as you try to get past Duke Street. Accident just reported. Checking out the cameras in that stretch, so be careful. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, a solid lineup. The accident between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue pushes us in delays back near College Park now in a continuous slow stretch. No problems, though, to report on 270, 29, or 95. In Jessup, we're struggling with the accident activity southbound on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, south of Route 100. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front coming through. Temperatures getting knocked down just a bit. Clouds go away by this afternoon, maybe earlier. Temperatures and plenty of sunshine. 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stager, the Weather Channel, WMAL.
Right now, 56 degrees at 626.
So we're talking about how the election discussion is going at your kid's school. Nancy in Gainesville, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. So my daughter, who's only in second grade, has heard some interesting discussion even in her classroom and on during recess. She's heard other friends of hers say Hillary's a liar and my mom's not voting for Hillary. And she hasn't mentioned too many things about Trump, but she knows exactly where we stand with that. And so whenever Trump comes up, she has a lot of her mom's personality and is on the defense.
She's hearing it from some of the other kids there as well, Nancy. Yeah. Wow, out in Gainesville. All right, good to know.
Well, thank you for that.
Well, something like that happened in Minnesota, too. I told you they had their first ever statewide mock election for high school students, and Trump won by 2 percentage points. This is Minnesota. This is Hubert Humphrey's Minnesota. This is Walter Mondale's Minnesota. This is Paul Wellstone's Minnesota. I mean, they might not know how to play football up there, but they vote one in a pretty funny
that
way.
That is, that's impressive. It is now 6:28 on WMAL.
The Dale City Gun Show is back. Bigger and better than ever. The Dale City Gun Show. This weekend at the Dale City VFW. Dale City, Virginia. New management. 165 tables. Guns, knives, ammo, accessories, surplus, and much more. Entire building full with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense. All at discount gun show prices. Take a Virginia or Utah concealed carry class Saturday or Sunday. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show. show and get in free. Do not miss your chance to buy, sell, trade up, and cash in at the Dale City Gun Show. The biggest, the best show ever. It's your one-stop gun shop with 165 tables under new management. Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 9 to 4. The Dale City Gun Show. Dale City VFW this weekend. Admission coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollAndBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollAndBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollAndBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
Coming up, how does a Republican flip a solid blue congressional district over to a red column? We'll ask candidate Charles Hernick, who's trying to do just that in Virginia's 8th district. He's coming up next, live here at the Metro 29 Diner.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. With 4 days to go before Election Day, the campaigns are concentrating on the swing states, one in particular.
The battle is so intense here in North Carolina that the candidates are practically running into each other. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton's campaign planes were parked at the same time at the same airport last night in Raleigh, North Carolina. Now today for Donald Trump, it is onward to New Hampshire, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, three states so critical to his path to the White House.
Correspondent Sunland Serfati. Early voting in Maryland is now over, and by the time it ended last night, some 870,000 Marylanders had cast their early ballots. That's more than double the number who voted early 4 years ago. Today is the last day for early voting in D.C. Early voting is open from 8:30 this morning till 7 tonight at 9 locations around the city. Same-day registration is also available. Virginians are registering to vote at a faster pace than they ever have in previous years. Nearly 370,000 Virginians have registered to vote so far this year, nearly a third of those signing up in October. October alone, a record 5.6 million Virginians are now registered to vote. There's been an unexpected twist in New Jersey's Bridgegate trial of two former members of Governor Chris Christie's staff.
The Bridgegate jury had already deliberated for 3 days when defense attorneys representing two former Christie appointees submitted a motion for a mistrial on Thursday. They discussed the matter for hours behind closed doors, but we don't know what it was about. The document was almost completely redacted when it was made public. The judge has yet to rule. I'm Steve Kastenbaum.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,931, the Nasdaq at 50.58. Sports, the Caps blow the lead but come back in OT to beat Winnipeg. The Wizards try again for their first win of the season tonight, hosting the Hawks. Thursday night football, the Falcons beat the Buccaneers. And the World Series champion Chicago Cubs get their victory parade this afternoon. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. If you're driving behind a bus, allow a greater following distance than if you were driving behind a car. It'll give you more time to stop once the yellow lights start flashing. It's illegal in all 50 states to pass a school bus that is stopped to load or unload children. The area 10 feet around a school bus is the most dangerous for children, so stop far enough back to allow them space to safely enter and exit the bus. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Hear that? No, it's not your stomach rumbling. It's your engine overheating. When your vehicle's cooling system isn't working right, bad things can happen, threatening the life of your engine. Don't let this happen to you. When it comes to radiator coolant exchange, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also replace filters, exchange transmission fluid, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Over 300,000 veterans died while waiting for health care from the VA. Studies show that up to 20 veterans commit suicide every day, but 40% of calls made to the VA Suicide Prevention Hotline went unanswered. America's veterans are calling for help, but John Sarbanes refuses to answer. Sarbanes voted multiple times against needed VA reforms that could have saved the lives of countless veterans. It's no wonder that a leading veterans' rights group rated John Sarbanes as one of the five worst members of Congress on veterans' issues. It's time to elect a leader who understands veterans because he is a veteran. Dr. Mark Plaster joined the Navy after decades as an emergency room physician. Dr. Plaster served two deployments to Iraq, helping save the lives of soldiers wounded and injured on the front lines. In Congress, Dr. Mark Plaster will demand accountability and sweeping reforms at the VA so our veterans get the care they need and deserve. Paid for by the Plaster for Congress Committee.
I'm Dr. Mark Plaster, and I approve this message because our veterans deserve better.
Semper Fi.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight?
TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through November, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. Save money and energy this winter with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, from the Window Man. See us for saving details.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar Thursday, November 10th in Reston or Tuesday the 15th in Columbia. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for our radio listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, two things here. Accident first, will begin Silver Spring into Bethesda. The crash between George Avenue and Connecticut Avenue on the outer loop. Fire truck has left the scene of the crash now. All vehicles remain on the right shoulder. There's several vehicles there. Still see activity and some flashing lights, but travel lanes have been released. We're jammed, though, from 95 around that curve approaching Connecticut Avenue. South on 95, a little bit of volume as you approach the Beltway. Second Maryland Beltway problem is going to now be as you head south of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Just be very careful for the brake lights up ahead. The accident south of 214 Central Avenue before you get to Ritchie Marlboro Road. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, this is just crawling. The crash southbound BW Parkway, south of 100, right as you come up to Arundel Mills Boulevard. Still watch. We have a lot of activity as crews are trying to sort out the crash. And Virginia 95, the bog down in Dale City, involves the tractor trailer that spilled the load it was hauling. Two lanes get by, northbound 95, as you try to get into Woodbridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march on this Friday. Clear skies starting to work in from the west. We'll see the clouds give way to sunshine, most likely mid to late morning into the afternoon. We're down a much cooler 63 on a northwest breeze. Noticeably chillier tonight, 44 clear. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Sunny mid-60s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Right now, 54 in Haymarket, 58 in Hyattsville, 58 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Collins Firm. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. It is 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're at the Metro 29 Diner. Still some room. If you haven't, if you got some time, come by 4711 Lee Highway here in Arlington. We have some room in the back. It's starting to fill up. Love to have you come by and join us. We've got some guests coming in. Sean Spicer, communications director for the RNC, will be here in a few minutes. We will be having a Schlappapalooza here in a short while with both Matt and Mercedes.
It's a slap fest.
It's a slap fest.
They're going to slap us chilly.
And at 8:05, former governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, George Allen. And then at 8:35, we'll have our weekly conversation with a man who's been breaking a lot of news, a lot of extremely interesting news. Brett Baer will join us. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
It's the fire!
And as you know, we are just 5 days away from Election Day. Is it 5 days? Let's see, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Sure, 4 or 5 days.
Counting on one hand.
And we are doing our Metro 29 diner stop here, part of our diner tour that we've done all month long here in the final countdown to the election. And as we make our stops in Virginia and Maryland, we like to check in with some of the local politicians or local candidates. And when in that spirit, Charles Hernick joins us right now, and he is running for Congress for the Republican Party in the 8th District against, new congressman, right, Don Beyer.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, sir. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
So we're told that this is a very blue, very Democrat, impossible to win kind of district for a Republican. So what in God's name are you doing, Mr.
Well, that's the conventional wisdom, and I'm happy to offer a challenge to that conventional wisdom. I think that this is an election year that's been full of surprises. Heck, the Cubs won the World Series. Anything can happen.
Anything
this year,
can happen. I think that's true.
So I've had a good attitude about it, and very specifically, I think that I can win because I've been focused on the issues that matter to people here in this area.
All right.
And the truth of the matter is, this gets back to what y'all were talking about mock elections. When we focus on the issues, economic growth and the fact that we're in the slowest economic recovery since World War II, people feel it. And so I've been focusing on economic growth, national security here, and we're in a part of the country where folks come from all over the place, and I love that. The diversity in this area is fantastic, but that makes it so that these global issues of terrorism, radical Islamic terror, that's not very far away for a lot of folks in this area. Orlando, San Bernardino.
Those are local issues
Issues here. I live in Pentagon City, and there are still a lot of 9/11 never forget license plates in my neighborhood.
Right.
So I've been proud and happy to make that a campaign issue. And the other thing is we've got so many federal employees here in the area in Northern Virginia. But one thing that Democrats never talk about is government efficiency. And I'm yet to meet a federal employee that says, "Hey, Charles, I work in a model of efficiency workplace." You know? And so that's really we've got to shake something up here. And I've had a great time chatting with folks all over Northern Virginia. I know what the election odds are, but we have to challenge that. And I think that by focusing on the issues, and the truth is, Don Beyer hasn't come out to he's not on the campaign trail. So I've been out there shaking hands at farmers markets. I'll be doing this afternoon.
Is he taking it for granted?
Of course he's taking it for granted.
He's doing sort of a Rose Garden strategy, coming out.
I think that's part of it. He's probably spending more time in helping Lou Anne Bennett out and the other districts. So he's not even in his own congressional district.
So how do you pierce through? Given the fact that you have an incumbent in a Democratic area that has a lot of name ID. After all, he's been selling Volvos forever out there, and that name's been in that community for a long time. How do you counter that? How do you pierce that?
Sure, and that's where the truth is that his name recognition is high in some pockets. There are a lot of folks in the community, some folks here in the diner that have lived here for better than 20 years. You know the name Don Beyer. But there's also so much turnover and so many young people in the area who do not know that name. He left the country. He was ambassador for a few years. His name isn't as well known, and he's just not out there in the community the way that I am. I've got yard signs all over town. A couple of people gave me compliments for the goofy yard signs that I've got posted up. And we're trying to be clever about it. You know, I'm not a multimillionaire career politician. I'm trying to force my way into the scene, and we've used some clever videos to try to do that. They've been very successful on Facebook, on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw this one called Tink Talk, where your dog talks to you about the election. That isn't it. Talking dogs are very popular on the internet.
I'm
sorry.
Did you say with cat videos.
You can't overthink it, guys. Come on.
Did you say Congressman Beyer sells Volvos?
You should have a
here
good,
in
Volvo
dealership. Volvos. Yeah. He couldn't pick Chevy, huh?
No.
Couldn't pick a Ford.
No.
He had to go over there to Scandinavia to pick his socialist car. Right, yeah, that's interesting. Listen, one of the things, speaking of transportation, you say on your flyer here that one of the issues that you're campaigning on is holding Metro accountable. Well, we're all for that.
Yeah, we are.
We talk about Metro quite a bit. I'm sure you heard yesterday Jack Evans, who's the chairman of the Metro Board, saying that he'd be in favor of the federal government actually taking over the operations of Metro financially as well as management decisions. Where do you stand on that? Do you walk in and say Metro's broken, so the obvious solution is get the federal government involved?
Well, Metro sucks.
There's no
ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's an embarrassment. This is the capital city of the greatest country in the world, and we have a transportation system that just doesn't work.
Well, how do you fix it, though? It's a really tough fix.
It's a tough fix. We've got to go big or go home on this one. We've got to take a serious look. I will take a serious look at federalizing Metro. For the specific reason is because right now we're sending good federal dollars after bad. Half of the infrastructure is already paid for by the federal taxpayer. 30% of the rides are already paid for by the federal taxpayer in terms of subsidies for federal employees to get to work.
Right.
This is our Get Your Federal Employees to Work program.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be able to get people to work on time so that this government can run. Otherwise, the rest of the tax dollars that we're spending on the federal government aren't being used effectively.
All right.
And certainly not to the benefit of your district.
Correct.
All right. So how do you think your chances are?
In the race in general, I think that when we go door to door, there are a lot of precincts that break in my direction. The door knocking results are fantastic. The Post hasn't done a poll. The big media won't spend a lot of time focusing on my race.
So you're predicting an upset.
I would love to predict an upset. I think that that's where we've got a real chance. And when you talk to people, whether it's, you know, secret Trump voters or whatever it is, there's a lot of frustration out there. People want to change the status quo in politics. They want to see a shakeup in Washington. They want to see something done on Metro. And I'll be happy to do that, open up the box, look at public-private partnerships for funding additional infrastructure, the things that we need to do to demand, pay for performance and accountability from Metro System. We're just not getting a good return on our investment right
and
now.
And he's against the meals tax as well. He is Charles Hernick. You can check him out at charleshernick.com. Trying to walk in the footsteps of Josiah Parker, the first congressman in this area. It's good to have you, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much, guys.
It's 6:44 on WMAL.
Fast changing weather makes it hard to keep your home comfortable. Fortunately, Home Air Services is offering up to a $1,600 rebate with a purchase of a new qualifying Lennox system. Make every fall day perfectly comfortable. Call 301-984-0161 today. License number 9504.
Did you hear about Luann Bennett?
Tell me.
Bennett hasn't lived in our congressional district for over 10 years, but she wants to be our congresswoman in Virginia?
Didn't she live at the Ritz-Carlton in Washington, D.C.?
Sure did. A nonpartisan group filed a complaint showing Bennett didn't pay her D.C. income taxes as required. Another story says Bennett may have committed mortgage fraud.
Yeah, and didn't Luann Bennett support the largest tax increase in Virginia history and now wants $1 trillion more in tax increases?
Yep. Doesn't pay her taxes, but wants to raise ours. That's why I'm voting for Barbara Comstock. She wants tax relief for families, and she's for a strong national defense.
Did I hear the Washington Post endorsed Comstock?
Sure did. So did all the local papers. They said Comstock knows our district, worked on our issues, stood up for federal workers, and is among the most bipartisan members of Congress.
I'm with you. I'm voting for Barbara Comstock.
I'm Barbara Comstock, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Comstock for Congress.
6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, in some areas enjoying the Friday morning light start here, and especially in Arlington. Boy, I'm checking out near Metro 29 Diner in Lee on Lee Highway in Arlington. Join Mornings on the Mall, Brian and Larry, you can see them. And I'm looking really at a nice, easy pace for everyone on 29 Lee Highway between Falls Church and Arlington. No delays, good time to go. Off of North Glebe Road, it's just off of Glebe Road too. And Glebe Road, no delays north of 66. So join them, Metro 29 Diner. Now, where we're not doing so well, a couple tough spots. Let's go Virginia 95 northbound. As you try to work up toward that Potomac Mills sign, only two lanes still getting by the incident where the tractor trailer lost part of its load it was hauling. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, crash confined to the right shoulder. It may have a right lane blocked from time to time when a tow truck arrives. This is going to be outer loop before you get to Connecticut Avenue with delays back near 95. Unfortunately, we have an accident in Silver Spring involving a pedestrian that was struck on University Boulevard, essentially in the area between Arcola Avenue and George Avenue. It's the westbound side closed after Arcola Avenue at Inwood Avenue. You're being diverted. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We get back to reality after record warmth yesterday, 83. A northwest breeze, the overcast goes away, and probably by mid-morning we've got sunshine and sunny this afternoon. Only 63, but that's normal. Tonight, clear 44, suburbs 30s. Sunny tomorrow, 64. Sunday, sunny, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel.
It's good to see you.
Right now it's 57 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 6:47 on WMAL. Come on down to the Metro 29 Diner.
You know who just walked in?
Who walked in?
The legendary Cal Thomas just walked in.
The legend, the man, Cal Thomas. Totally spontaneous, not even on our... Well, we'll get a microphone to Cal at some point. He's got to get some bacon and eggs going. So that's pretty cool. Listen, a man like Cal Thomas has seen it all in this town, Brian Wilson, right? He's been here a while. He's commented on it all. What we're seeing right now with this presidential election, I don't think I'm breaking ground by saying we're seeing some unprecedented things happening.
Absolutely.
And one of the things that has been really fascinating to watch is the rift that has developed between Speaker of the House, Republican Paul Ryan, and presidential nominee, Republican Donald Trump.
Right.
I mean, this has been a very uneasy relationship.
I think you should say maybe strained at times.
Strained
is fair, right?
Is a good way to say it. Now, the timing involved in Speaker Ryan entering the next session of Congress is very interesting because the Congressional Caucus for the Republicans will have their caucus meetings and determine who they want in their leadership immediately after the election. You know, they'll know who won re-election. They'll know what size their caucus is, probably.
Right.
And they'll determine who's going to be their majority whip, their majority leader, and the speaker, assuming they retain the majority.
Right.
That will happen on November 15th. 1 week after the presidential election.
Right.
There are some very, very serious discussions going on right now within the Beltway. The Hill is reporting that Paul Ryan is very seriously considering not putting his name up for consideration, regardless of the outcome of the presidential race.
That's huge.
It is huge. And it has a lot to do with rifts that have developed within his own Republican caucus, who are disconcerted that he hasn't been a little bit more supportive of the Republican nominee. As you know, after the Billy Bush audio tapes came out, basically Paul Ryan said that he wouldn't be campaigning with Donald Trump. They were scheduled to actually have a campaign stop that Saturday, the day after those tapes came out. He did say that he would vote for Donald Trump. He confirmed yesterday that he had already voted for him. But listen to this. This is how he said it. I have voted for the Republican nominee. He wouldn't even say the words, I voted for Donald Trump. Many of the Republicans in the caucus are discouraged by that lack of enthusiasm for the top of the ticket. And so there may be a serious challenge here.
Well, that'll be interesting. It's a job that he didn't really want, by all accounts. And they twisted his arm and said, take it. So.
Yeah. He didn't want the job of being Speaker of the House against Barack Obama in the last year and a half of his presidency. Speaker of the House with either President Donald Trump or going up against a badly wounded and unpopular President Hillary Clinton, that's a very different job, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
Which one? It's 6:50 on WMAL.
Things change, and that's a good thing. The kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again. And that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the mutual fund store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now at Financial Engines, you still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor, but now we also offer more tools, including more powerful research, to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Hey, are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. Hey, it's Brian Wilson here. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling of emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 1 million businesses. And right now, as a WMAL listener, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/report. One more time, to try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/report.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
It's 6:53. Wall Street seems to be reacting to the presidential campaign. What's going to happen today? Courtney Reagan at the CNBC News Desk knows.
Good morning. Stocks have fallen, in fact, for 8 days in a row, and it looks like they may fall again today. That will depend in part on the October jobs report. CNBC expects 173,000 new jobs were created. The unemployment rate should drop below 5%, and hourly pay will rise again. Nothing's more American than mom, apple pie, and Dick Clark. Now, China's media giant, Wanda Group, is buying Dick Clark Productions for $1 billion. Wanda already owns the AMC theater chain. Starbucks profits rose 23% last quarter thanks to higher sales and prices here and in China. McDonald's is adding a couple of new menu items next year. The Grand Mac will have 66% more beef than the Big Mac, and the Mac Jr. will have a beef patty that weighs just a sixth of a pound. And while Chicago celebrates the Cubs World Series win today, another weird stat to consider. After the Cubs won in 1908, the Dow jumped 8% in the next month. A move like that now would translate to 1,400 points. I'm Courtney Reagan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Come on, isn't it time to get your rugs clean? I mean, get a real deep-down professional cleaning. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and when it comes to having your fine Persian and Oriental rugs cleaned, you need Hadid. Hadid has developed a system where each rug is washed by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. Joe Hadid also has a team of experts dedicated to reweaving, restoring color, recreating bare spots, and replacing fine fringe on your rugs. If you call 703-241-1111 right now, you'll receive 20% off implant rug cleaning. Hadid offers free pickup and delivery with a minimum order. That number again is 703-241-1111, or go online to joehadid.com to find one of Hadid's four drop-off locations. And coming soon, just in time for the holidays, it's the Child Help Toy Drive at Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield. To learn more, go to joehadid.com or call 703-241-1111.
It's 6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, it's a four-car crash. Crews are trying to clear this up, but a lot of activity, and we are jammed, almost a three-and-a-half-mile jam up here. Southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, past Route 100, right near Arundel Mills Boulevard. That far right lane is only what's getting by. Now, this also really puts an impact on Route 100, trying to head westbound and to merge onto that southbound stretch of the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. All right, George Washington Parkway, this is not looking right. In fact, calling Park Police now, they're checking to see if there's an incident north of Slater's Lane as you leave Old Town Alexandria on the northbound side of the George Washington Parkway. It's just coming to just a crawl. This will be before you get to Reagan National Airport. On northbound Virginia 95 in Dale City, struggling with the tractor-trailer incident that lost its load of marble and concrete that it was hauling. Two lanes get by, northbound 95 in Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, we've got some beautiful, beautiful days ahead of us right now, if you like clear, crisp autumn days. Today, we got some clouds this morning, but then sunny in the afternoon, high of 63 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, cooler, though, low of 44 degrees. Here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, sunny, low high in the mid-60s, and Sunday, sunny, high in the mid-60s. Right now, 57 degrees.
America is divided on a lot of issues, but there is one thing we can all agree on. Our nation's veterans deserve our thanks. This Veterans Day, visit the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, also known as The Wall, and teach your children why it's important to commemorate Veterans Day. For the first time, family tours of the wall will be available on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th, courtesy of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund and Wall Volunteers. Tours are free, but space is limited.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
Let me get this straight. A major party candidate has an FBI investigation involving the mishandling of classified information and a separate investigation into the possibility of accepting money for official acts in their position as Secretary of State. Didn't the Brazilian president just get impeached for that? What message would it send to the rest of the world about the moral high ground of our democracy? You may disagree with our policies, but we are a country that supports the rule of law, and our leaders are not in it for themselves. Depending on what happens next week, we may have to change that talking point. Remember the Teapot Dome scandal? Companies exchanged bonds and no-repay loans back in the 20s to get an official act from the government. Very unseemly, and is a cornerstone of teaching kids about U.S. history. Wouldn't want to repeat those mistakes, after all. But here we are. Official acts are given, cash for speeches are awarded. They say corruption is authority minus transparency. Well, until someone finds your emails. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. During World War II, our greatest generation held medal drives to support our soldiers. In that same spirit, I'm here to enlist you in NRA Cars for Freedom. If you have an unwanted car, tractor, boat, or motorcycle, we'll pick it up for free in nearly any condition. Donations are tax deductible and will be used to educate our country and protect our freedom. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. We'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558.
Coming up on WMAL, we're going to talk to Cal Thomas, who just waltzed in to have some breakfast. Also, Sean Spicer, the communications director of the RNC.
Cal Thomas is hijacking our show, and we're going to let him. Also, both Matt and Mercedes Schlupp will join us. And, well, you can join us. Come on down to the Metro 29 Diner on Lee Highway. Have some breakfast.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.